You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Passenger by Human Resource. You're on 95BFM. This is The Breakfast Show. We have Human Resource on the line. Kia ora, Jeremy. How are you this morning?
Good, not bad. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to chat with you. Congrats on your EP. It is a really brilliant piece of work. How are you feeling having it out in the world? The Slouch.
Thank you. Yeah, this is one of those works that just is a bunch of stuff that I've had lying around for some of these tracks, 4 years, Austerity, I made in 2020 or 2021 during lockdown. And I was just really pissed off about prioritizing the economy over people.
And yeah.
It was pretty angsty, but I kind of dig what I did on that track. But yeah, just having this stuff done, it's been lying around for so long. So being able to just get it out there and move on in a way, because a lot of this stuff feels pretty old to me, and it's kind of an older vibe as well.
That's quite a nice thing, I feel, to be able to exercise that a little bit, know that you are completing a thought process, letting that have its moment, and then giving yourself space to do something new or kind of catch up to where your head's at now. What's taken the time for you about getting these tracks right? Why do you feel like it's given you've given them this sort of space that they've needed, Jeremy?
I kind of feel like they don't really have a space on their own. In a sense, like, all the other stuff I make is really moody, and it's like influenced by like Burial and Massive Attack and Bjork and that kind of thing. And like, it fits in a darker space. And this kind of stuff was more coming from like my video game music influences, like Metal Gear Solid and Street Fighter, Third Strike and that kind of thing. So they, separate of each other, didn't fit anywhere. Like, especially like Onchi, I think, is like a banger, but it doesn't, it was both too moody for some other stuff, but not moody enough.
Yeah.
So it was just like trying to figure out where it fits in. And
yeah, nice.
I just realized putting them together worked really well.
Totally. Your little foundlings. They've found a home with each other or something.
Yeah. And it was nice to get it out. It was like my first EP because it's lighter than I think what I'm going to go into next as well.
Yeah, nice. I feel like that's a really strong way to sort of launch who you are to people who haven't had a chance to see you play live, perhaps. You know, you're based down in Ponicky. What's your kind of scene like down there? Who do you find yourself playing with a lot or bouncing your ideas around with?
I've not really done any performance as Human Resource. I barely did any as my previous name, Kaiser. And I think performance is something that I kind of struggle with in a way, because I'm not hugely into music and performance. I really like the recording process and like putting everything together in a studio. I do want to figure out how to perform my stuff. My issue is I kind of like overproduce, and then when it comes to actually performing it, it's like, how do I do all this all at once?
It's a good problem to have, I feel. You've set yourself a really high bar of where you kind of want to go. But that's a nice challenge to work out the way, you know, you can recreate that sound or do something new in a live space. I'm interested in this idea that you're moving into these darker sounds, or that's where you kind of naturally find yourself sitting when you're writing. I know you've got an album coming out later this year. What's the kind of world that one's been drawing on, if these were sort of a scattering of different spaces and ideas from the last few years for you?
Yeah, so I guess Passenger was the last track I made on the album, and it's kind of like I produced it after some of the stuff on the album and before some of the other stuff. So I think that kind of gives you the best idea on the EP of where it's going to go. Like, kind of a bit grittier, a bit more of like an urban feeling. And by urban, I kind of mean like the sound you get with Burial, where it feels like you're walking through a city at night. But some other tracks on it are like almost Nine Inch Nails-y. And that there's like distorted guitars and that kind of stuff mixed with like really heavy like synth drums and that kind of stuff. And I am also hoping to get on the mic a bit in this album and do a bit of singing, warming my vocal cords up quite a lot.
Cool. That sounds, I'm hearing by you laughing, that's not your natural space to be sitting in. This is new territory for you, perhaps?
Oh, yeah, new territory. Like, when I came to music school, I wasn't in music at all. Like, I came in with, like, a film school background, and then I kind of hated film school and shifted into the music department kind of as a sound designer, and I ended up doing an MFA in film sound. And it kind of felt film sound wasn't the right thing for me. It's too like, you've got to make it sound like it's there and it's perfect. And it's a kind of needless pursuit for me. Whereas music, I can dirty up. So I spent a lot of time there. And then, I think as a result, just being in front of a microphone, doing vocals, really like performing from my body in a sense, is never really... It's something I've always wanted to do, but I've just not quite had the like full confidence to do. And you know, the actual training. So a lot of singing practice is happening, much to my partner's dismay.
For every person who's learning a new skill, there's either a flatmate or a partner or someone who's very patiently in the kitchen listening to it through the wall, something like that. I think that's really interesting that you have got like a big film background or interest in it, even if, you know, film school wasn't the space for you, because there is something very like... I think world building about the tracks on this EP as well, like what you were saying about Passenger having a sense of a space that you're trying to you know, tap into. That feels like a very visual language that you're translating into sound, and I think it's really effective in this. So I'm excited to hear what that kind of darker album sound is going to do with that thinking. But I'm really, really recommend people check out the EP to get into this headspace that you've been in making these tracks, Jeremy. Where can people get the Slouch from if they like what they hear this morning?
You can get it on Bandcamp at the basically just Human Resource. It should be available there, and it's on every streaming service, and I think you can even find it on YouTube somewhere as well. Yeah, go have a listen.
Nice. Hey, Jeremy, thank you so much for chatting with us. Human Resource with the Slouch. We're going to listen to On She from the record now. I hope you have a great rest of your morning, and when you're, you know, ready to come and play some live shows, hopefully we'll see you up here soon.
Hell yes, sweet ass. Thank you. You're good, but be so cute. They jump for me.
This is Human Resource with a track called Onshi from the EP The Slouch, which has just come out. It's up on Bandcamp. Thanks to Jeremy for speaking with us about the project. He's got an album coming out later in the year too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.